Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, May 25th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Now, at Wing TV, we're very grateful people. In other words, if someone does something nice for us or something good for us, we're very thankful. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start the show today by thanking somebody for what they're doing for us. That individual is Mr. Jeff Frenz. And why the reason we want to thank him is that over the last few weeks, I'm sure everybody knows that we've been running some Alex Jones articles.
Uh-huh.
And we want to get as many people on the internet to see these articles as possible. Now, Alex, of course, is doing everything humanly possible to prevent people from coming to our site.
In fact, he's just plain ignoring it and going on with business as usual.
Yeah. And there's a reason for that. The reason Alex is ignoring it is he says, oh, I don't get in the middle of these squabbles. But that's not necessarily the truth. The reason he's not broaching it and the reason why he's censoring even the mention of our site from his archives is he doesn't want people that aren't familiar with it to actually come to our site and start reading these articles. So what Alex does is try to push everyone away from our site.
Right.
But Jeff Frenz now, this is peculiar. He actually even posted a link to our site now. Plus he's writing these articles about us. So what it's doing, and since Frenz has a much larger site than we do, it's pushing all this these people to Wing TV.
We might even have to get a hit counter just to see how many people are reading Alex Jones articles. Hey, Frenz. Thank you.
Yeah.
From the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah. And we're actually so grateful that before the show today, we sent an email to Frenz, and we never emailed him, and it said, hey, Jeff, we just wanted to thank you for the articles that you're writing about us on your website. Much appreciated. The Alistair Wiggins and Anonymous Angles are nice pen names for yourself. Anyway, the reason we're thanking you is that we want as many people as possible to read our articles about Alex Jones, and since your site receives more hits than ours, people are coming our way in droves. And since the Alex Jones material is right near the top of the homepage, guess what they see right off the bat? Exactly what we want them to see.
Yeah.
So keep writing these articles, Jeff. We're curious to see what your next nom de plume
is. No, he really is doing us a big service because we couldn't afford his advertising rates.
Yeah. Now, Lisa looked up the ad rates before the show.
Right now, for a limited time only, you can get a 3-month banner ad for $700 a month. You can get a 6-month banner ad for $1,300 a month and a 12-month for $2,400 a month. So, really, he's doing us a tremendous service.
Man.
Frenz, we love you.
Yeah, that's great. So the thing that's funny about this is I'm starting to think that maybe there's a rift going on between the company men, between Jeff Frenz and Alex Jones. Because like we said, Jones is trying his best to keep everyone away from our site.
And Frenz is drawing more attention to it.
I mean, he actually put a link to our site now on his page. I mean, what more?
I don't know. If I was in that company, I wouldn't be too happy with Frenz. Yeah. Not too bright.
Yeah, so maybe Alex will have to pick up the phone and give him a call and say, what are you doing? You're making people read these articles about me. I don't want that. Now, one thing we do have to touch, though, on Lisa is that he ran an article that, first of all, we want everyone to know that it's Jeff Frenz writing these articles, okay? This Alistair Wiggins. And tell everyone what people on the internet are saying about this, how he came up with Wiggins.
It's a standing joke with the Frenz crowd that he wears a wig. So whenever they can, they pick on him about it, make fun of it. And it's obvious, if you look at his picture, he just does a lot to disguise his appearance, fake eye color in his photo, and the lovely wig that he's wearing.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he's so afraid to let people see who he is. We show our faces, and nobody hassles us at all, except the little hero worshippers who have to try to argue about something that isn't even about them.
Yeah, so he's so afraid now that he's writing articles under names like Alistair Wiggins.
Right.
And now
it's Anonymous.
Anonymous. I mean, what a pussy. I hate to say it, but this guy is such a wimp that he can't even write under his own name. Yeah. It's pathetic.
And they gave you crap for writing under a pen name, which a lot of writers do, and which has been in the public domain for years now. But
and a lot of radio show hosts, too, use nom de plumes.
What happened to the opposing viewpoint?
But right here we are. So now, one last thing on Jeff Frenz before we move on, and that is that a week or so ago, he did something very rare. He made one of his first ever guest host appearances with Alex Jones. So Frenz never does interviews, but the heat we're putting on them is so intense that these two had to, like, tag team up against us. So Rents actually made an appearance on Alex's
right.
show.
Now, we're just a little show.
Yeah.
They have to tag team us.
Right. Now, but see, since we're so thankful to Jeff Rents.
Yeah, we are.
We actually gave him a call and said, why don't you appear in person on our show?
Yep.
And unbelievably.
In fact, you can come here and have a cookout with us.
Yeah. Unbelievably, Jeff Rents said yes. So, folks, this is a first ever. And we're going to have some drama here. So, Lisa, put this up.
And no disguise.
Right. Jeff Rents. Yeah, this is going to be the actual, real Jeff Rents in the flesh today.
Right. So, I know so many people have been dying to know what he looks like.
Well, this is a first. This is breaking news on Wing TV. So, Lisa, put the box up there. We want to have a little suspense while Jeff comes in there. So, here it is. You're going to see, folks, now, the real Jeff Rents live and in person on Wing TV. Drum roll. Okay, folks, here he is. The real Jeff Rents. Yes, there he is. Oh, can you believe it? Jeff Rents is actually a Barbie doll with a little wig on his head.
Here's your purse, Jeff.
Oh, he forgot it. He forgot to carry his purse. So, there he is, folks.
Whoops,
the real Jeff Rents in the flesh today. And I'm sure that he'll make more appearances as the
Jeff's hair is longer than yours.
I know. He does have a pretty wig there. So now, we are going to have a great Rents article on Friday. It's written by who we consider now the best new writer on the internet, Mr. Michael Langston.
Mm-hmm.
This article is going to appear on Friday along with a Jeff Rents music video that Lisa's currently putting together. And anyone that's seen
Jeff inspired me.
Yeah. Anyone that's seen Lisa's videos in the past knows these are a hoot. So Friday, we have the article plus the Jeff Rents music video. This
you
is going to be a must see.
You haven't made it until you've joined the ranks of Alex Jones, Mike Gallagher, and Art Bell in the Hall of Shame video collection.
Exactly. So, so that's what it is. Now, let's touch upon a couple other things that are going on in the internet world. Well, we listen to a lot of radio, not only mainstream talk radio, but also internet radio. And we're not going to mention any names today, but we've been noticing something more and more that's happening is that these radio internet talk show hosts are doing nothing but read articles. I mean, read articles
tell
like...
Tell what you did yesterday.
Yeah. Well, here's... I mean, it's basically like they just get an article like this. And so one of these hosts started reading the article. And I knew the article it was because I'd read it earlier. So I quick zapped on the internet, found the article. And as this host was reading verbatim, I started reading along with
them. Right. So Thorne is reading out loud along with the radio talk show host who's reading the entire article word for word, and Thorne's doing the same thing. It's hysterical.
Yeah, and this is, these people are saying, now we're going to take on a new world order, we're destroying it. They're reading articles. That's all they're doing.
I think we can do that stuff for ourselves.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, Lisa, because a week or so ago, someone sent me an email and they were mad. They were saying, why are you picking on Alex Jones? You know,
the same person who said we should stop picking on Art Bell.
Yeah, I don't know. But this woman, she says then, tell me about the real ID. Tell me everything there is to know about real ID. And see, here's one thing, folks, that we don't want to do your thinking for
right.
you.
Right, we don't want to lead you. We don't want you to follow us. We don't want you to be our fans. Be our friends.
Yeah.
Walk next to us. Stand beside us.
Yeah,
you can do your own homework. You can do your own research. Why should you need someone, anyone, to tell you all about stuff? That's what you get from your mainstream TV.
Yeah. And you know what this woman was? She was a perfect example of a product of the public education school system. In other words, they take so much of the creativity of thinking and the impetus to think for ourselves out of us that people now want everybody else to do their thinking for them. So she wanted me to tell her everything there is to know about real ID.
She just wanted to absorb information like a sponge. Hey, do that, but seek it too.
But see, I'm a naturally curious person, as is Lisa, and if there's something that piques my interest, guess what I do? I go out there and find everything that there is to know about it on my own. Why do I need somebody on the radio or TV or in a school or wherever to do my thinking for me? I don't.
Right.
But right now, that's what these hosts are doing. It's like they're basically telling you, they're saying, turn your mind off and let us do your thinking for you. It's just like the mainstream media.
We don't do that kind of stuff. Yeah. You have to be willing to do some of your own homework, too.
Yeah. So if we say something here, we hope we pique your interest, and you go out there and find more about it, then send us an email and tell us even more so we can learn about it. But we're not here to be your gurus or, you know, to sit there and just pontificate for 3 hours
on end. We certainly don't want to read entire articles to you
on our
show.
Start listening to these hosts, and a lot of them do it. And I will mention one name, Art Bell. Art Bell reads verbatim articles. And it seems like
a lot of people emulate that.
Yeah. And all they're doing, and they think that this is such a big mystery, they're reading articles verbatim.
See, what we do is pick articles that we find interesting and broach the subject and kind of give you a little overview to pique your interest. And then hopefully, if you're interested enough, you'll go check out the information and seek more stuff about it yourself.
Yeah.
You don't need us to tell you all about things. You have working brains.
Yeah. Now, you know what, another thing I was thinking about, Lisa, was, do you know why so many of these people in the media now, the alternative media, are mad at us? It's because we're not controlled.
Right.
Think about this. They all have advertisers that they have to bow to. They have a network that they have to bow to. They have bosses that they have to bow to. And they also have peer pressure.
Right.
So if they're on a network, even if one of the other hosts is doing something blatantly wrong, like censoring, nobody else is allowed to say anything.
Right, they're all constrained.
Because they have this peer pressure.
Right. We were actually characterized as loose cannons by the 9/11 people that were in OKC.
And we like that.
Because we said what we went up there and we said what we wanted to say.
Yeah. And we need more.
Like, that was a bad
thing. Yeah, we took that as a supreme compliment. And I'll tell you one thing is, when you watch Wing TV, you're never going to see company men or company women on this show. And so much more that these networks now are creating company men.
Another thing.
Just like the networks.
We don't have to wear wigs. We don't change the color of our eyes.
Yeah, we're not hiding right
here. We don't have to use, like, a fake picture in place of who we really are. We put our real faces out here every day, and nothing's happened to us for doing so. We use our real names. It's like no hassle whatsoever. So I don't know what everyone else is so afraid of.
I know. I mean, like, if Jeff Rentz is such a man, instead of writing these little wimpy articles about us under Alistair Wiggins or Anonymous, Jeff, just write them under your own name, you chump.
Or at least, you know, equal opportunity. Next time, call yourself Sue.
Yeah, or Barbie, you know. So, now, here's another thing that I was thinking about, and it boils down to propaganda. Mm-hmm. On Alex's show, he keeps hammering this advertisement for his video into people's head, and it says, "We're on the march, and the New World Order is on the run," or something to that effect. Now,
Who seems to be on the run?
Yeah, who's on the run? Does Alex think that the New World Order is on the run from him?
Right.
I mean, like, here's what Alex does. He sits on his show and reads articles to people. Do you think the New World Order is running from him? Come on. I mean, the FBI just recently released a list of the most dangerous domestic terrorists. Now, I didn't see Alex Jones' name on the list. I didn't even see any 9/11 Truth Movement, or I didn't see GCN on there.
Right.
What they had was the Animal Liberation Front was the biggest threat, because
We weren't on there either.
And that's really a sad commentary on this whole Truth Movement, that we're not even on the FBI's list. We're not even on the radar, because ELF, which is Animal Liberation Front, they actually go out there and do things.
Yeah.
ELF isn't sitting around reading articles. They go out and burn places up and break windows. And we're not advocating violence by any means, but we're saying
they might actually have a movement.
Yeah, they have a movement. Now, that letter that Lisa read last week about that guy, remember he said, "You call this a movement, passing videos around to each other?"
I think that was just the other day.
Yeah, the other day. But see, what it is Alex is using propaganda on everybody. He's propagandizing you by saying, "We're on the march, and the New World Order's on the run." They're not running from us, folks.
What they're doing is they're deflecting attention away from themselves, so they don't have to address the issues, especially in Alex's case. He doesn't want you to keep asking him to answer the questions that we pose to him, the 10 questions. So he'll talk about anything else he can to deflect attention away from that, even if he has to get company man Barbie Rentz to run hit pieces which are factually incorrect, baseless, twisted out of context, written by, himself.
And there's no response to him, at least with us.
No contact information for the author. No opposing viewpoint.
And see, we come out here right now, And yeah. if there's, and Rentz did mention something in his article, and this was written like 3 years ago, and yeah. it was so long ago I didn't even remember the article, and we know that Rentz wrote it because all this stuff has since been taken off the internet when we folded our old magazine. Well, there, it was called The Revolution Will Be Televised or mm-hmm. something like that. And we said we made a mistake in this article. We wrote something about a centralized server. Well, you know what? We're big enough to come out when we make a mistake and admit to it. Do you see Alex doing that?
What we had hoped was that people right. would draw from the strengths in that idea.
Right.
In the ideas we had, and together we could come up with something that was even better. That was just Thorne's like preliminary yeah. suggestions for what could be done, and we wanted to have a meeting in the fall and have all the media people come and talk about these things. And what we wanted to do was bypass the mainstream monopoly on information dissemination
right.
to the public
yeah.
and have a media for the people by the people.
The main gist of it was that if we keep doing what we're doing,
right.
that means having radio talk show hosts read articles, passing around videos that put money in these talk shows' pockets, or just pass around articles. If we keep doing what we're doing, nothing is going to change. Well, this article came out 3 years ago.
Right.
And guess what? Nothing's changed in 3 years.
Right. And the whole thing is we wanted people to come together and retain their independence and autonomy, which Rentz fails to put into that right. Little article he wrote. But, you know, we never wanted to lead anyone.
Right.
We just wanted people to get together on the same page and rise above themselves, do a little more to fight the new world order.
We wanted people to become active. That's
right.
it. And as that letter that Lisa wrote or read a couple of days ago, he said, in the 1960s, do you think that the blacks changed things for their civil rights by just writing articles and sitting around passing videos? No, they got out in the streets and they got their heads
right.
cracked open a lot. Do you think the hippies that changed or tried to stop the war just sat around passing articles? No, they went to Chicago and so forth, and they went out there.
I think Rick Stanley's right. He's asked the question before, do Americans have the stomach for freedom?
Yeah.
I don't think so anymore.
Well, we want people to, and we know that there are people out there that ask us, what can we do? And we say, get active, do something more.
Right.
So
we're certainly not going to say, when somebody asks us what can we do, we're certainly not going to say, buy my video.
Yeah. Well, you know what? One time I heard Alex Jones, when he was on George Norrie, and he went on his spiel for 2 hours, his rambling, you know. So finally somebody called in and said, okay, Alex, we heard all this information for the last 2 hours. Now, what can we as people do? And you know what Alex said? The first thing? He says, well, a good start is to buy my video. That's what he thought the solution was,
no,
to buy his video.
He didn't really say
yeah.
that, did he?
Oh, he did say that. He actually,
I know.
Yeah, he did say that. Now, real quickly, before we go today, the lead article on the Wing TV homepage is called Punched in the Nose. And this is something I told Lisa a couple of days ago. I says, what if somebody came up to you and said, tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when you're sitting out in your front yard, I'm going to punch you in the nose. Now, this person had full awareness. He became aware that something bad was going to happen. So at 3 o'clock the next afternoon, he's sitting in his front yard, and this person comes up and, boom, punches him right in the nose. Then he says, tomorrow I'm going to come back at 3 o'clock and do the same thing to you. Now, what's he was made aware, right?
Right.
He was given awareness. Because everyone keeps telling us, well, Alex is making us aware of things. So the guy that got punched in the nose goes and tells a couple of his neighbors, says, hey, there's this bad force out there. It's going to come punch me in the nose. So these people come and join him in his front yard. And this guy comes at 3 o'clock and, boom, not only punches the guy, but he punches everybody else around him in the nose, too. And he says, I'm going to come back again tomorrow at 3 o'clock and punch everybody in the face that's here. So these people go tell their neighbors and their friends and their relatives. So there's more people sitting around in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
The guy comes at 3 o'clock and boom, 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 boom. He punches every one of them in the nose. And he says, I'm coming back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So they tell more people. Pretty soon there's tens of thousands of people, all right, sitting in the yard. And this guy comes and punches every one of them in the nose again. Now there's only one of them. All these other people have strength in numbers. And they're all aware of the bad stuff that's happening around them. But what happens? Nothing happens because they're not doing anything. So awareness doesn't do anything if it's not followed by action. All these people would have to do is gang up on the person doing the hitting and bash the hell out of him.
Right. Instead, so, they're just victimized and
yeah.
on a long line to the ER.
So they're making everybody aware, but they're still getting punched in the face
right.
every day. And if you look at taxation or 9/11 or the war in Iraq, All of these things would be symbols of us getting punched in the face. But, you know, so we listen to Alex, and he says, well, I'm making everybody aware. Awareness isn't enough. We have to do more. Listen, folks, we have to do more. And if you keep being blinded by these guys that are reading articles verbatim off the internet, nothing's going to change. What do you think?
I totally agree. You know, I don't think it's too much to rise a little bit above yourself.
Yeah.
Do a little bit more than just pass around a video. We're not saying that he doesn't have good information.
Right.
We're not saying his videos aren't good. What we're saying is that's not enough to change anything. It hasn't changed anything in 10 years.
Right.
Except more people have broken noses from being aware.
Yeah, that's all it is. So, folks, we need your help. Call Alex Jones on the carpet, Jeff Rentz, all of these other guys.
Tell them to get over themselves.
Yeah, and tell them.
Just get with the program and start rising above themselves and rising above their egos.
And tell them to answer some questions.
Yeah.
We're not afraid to come out here and answer questions.
Right.
And we're also not...
And we're beat around the bush with questions.
Yeah, and we're not afraid to admit when we're wrong. That says a lot. We'll be back again tomorrow on Wing TV. Keep your eyes open, folks, and open your mouths. That's what you're there for. We'll see you then.
See ya.